Thunder Bay. A controversial process to cut numerous outdoor rinks will net the city of Thunder Bay around $73,000 in savings next year. City Council had voted to close the rinks, largely unboarded skating ponds, in the fall without knowing the amount that would be saved. Staff reported the $73,000 estimate on Monday, though Council also added back $9,000 to support access to change rooms at two community rinks. Council cut the number of outdoor rinks the city maintains by about a quarter in September, reining in earlier proposals for deeper cuts. The closed rinks include those at the Woodside, Anton, Picton, and Holt Parkettes, Wilson and Franklin Parks, at Confederation Drive and at 3rd and High. Supervised rinks at Waddington Park, Cherry Park, and Oliver Road Park were also downgraded to operate as boarded unsupervised sites. The city had already notified residents living near 11 outdoor rinks that the sites were on a watch list to be closed or downgraded, after failing to meet those thresholds in annual counts. Staff have reported the majority of city rinks are falling short of usership targets. Council had earlier considered closing 31 of the city's 39 outdoor rinks for an estimated savings of $365,000. During a failed council-led process to reduce annual spending by $1.5 million. Cown. Casey E. Trenny, who proposed the smaller level of cuts, argued the city could improve ice quality at remaining locations with park staff spread less thinly. The rinks council voted to eliminate were largely unboarded and unsupervised ponds that are cheaper to operate, leaving smaller savings on the table. Cown. Andrew Folds argued the $73,000 saved by not operating the rinks should be put back into city recreation services, not simply cut from the budget going forward. If we're not going to do rinks, I'd much rather see those dollars redeployed to other recreation facilities that perhaps are emerging, he said. The push by Folds to return those dollars to the budget failed on a 7-4 vote, however, with only Cown. Shelby Shin, Cown. Greg Johnson, and Cown. Dominic Pasqualino joining Folds in support. Monday's vote also saw $9,000 added to the 2024 budget to provide rink grants to the Oliver Road and Current River Recreation Associations. The organizations reached out to the city requesting support to make their heated change rooms accessible during skate times, after learning they would be downgraded.